We'll fight to save our NHS. Mary Jackson, Socialist Party, Doncaster. I'm struggling to believe how far the NHS has been run down over the past 10 years, due to government spending cuts and costly privatization measures. It's meant that the majority of hospitals were in a crisis situation at some point over the winter, with patients at risk due to a lack of beds and staff. By next year, the expectation is that more than 1.8 million people will be waiting more than 4 hours in R&D for treatment. The latest Tory cuts of £22 billion in NHS England funding by 2020 means that many hospital R&Ds, along with other health services, will be axed altogether. In addition, councils have devastated home care services to comply with Tory cuts to their budgets. This means ill pensioners and those recovering from operations are stuck in hospital much longer than necessary because there's no care home place or home support funding available. Despite the deepening NHS crisis, health workers, overworked and undervalued by this welfare-smashing Tory government, continue to provide a world-class service for patients. The recent National Save Our NHS demo of over 100,000 people shows there's a strong determination to fight to defend and improve this vital service. This fight back must be built upon by the various campaign groups and health service trade unions. The Socialist Party says, no cuts, closures or jobs losses stop the Tory SDP cuts plan. Councils should refuse to cooperate with SDP's big business out. Scrap all privatisation schemes. Renationalise our NHS, reverse council cuts to social care, decent pay for NHS staff. No attacks on NHS workers' pay and conditions, mass protest action to defend the NHS, including strikes and occupations, a day of action in all SDP areas on May Day, labour and trade unions to organise a massive national demo for a comprehensive high-quality NHS, under democratic control with carefree at the point of use, a socialist NHS,